I'm ready.
Nah. Like, we should have started. No, I got nothing. This is stupid. I feel like I'm manic.
I'm ready.
It's like another manic Monday.
I'm still ready.
I wish it was fun day. That's the lyric. I wish it was another, fun not day. Another,
not another manic Monday?
Wish it was fun. Yeah, wish it was fun day. How did they get away with that lyric? Good band. I enjoy the Bangles.
Sure.
But that is a terrible lyric. Current. Okay. Really current. I'm really up on things like that are happening now.
Analyzing lyrics. Like, what year is that song?
I don't know. The 1100s.
1986.
I think it was about the plague.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 357 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver,
British Columbia, Canada. What's going on, Adam?
It's snowing, or there's snow on the ground, anyways.
What, in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. November. What's the date today?
Right now is Nov 3 in Germany. So
okay. Yeah. There's
October 20th.
It's not a ton, but there's, yeah, October 20th. There's lots of, well, it's 0 degrees, so there's one thing. So there's some snow on the tops of the cars, snow on the bushes, a little bit of snow on the grass. But yeah, so there was officially some snow here, which is crazy early for Vancouver. And that's
lately,
when we get
early.
Some. We often don't get any snow. So to see some this early after last year, yeah, where we had tons of snow, maybe it's time to build a snowman.
Yeah. I seem to remember as a kid that it would snow sort of like, you know, third day of school or something. But I remember I was drinking heavily back then.
Yeah.
So I forget a lot. But
I took my kids to school this morning. So on the drive to school, they're pointing out everything that has snow on it, which is funny to me and fascinating. And at a point, you kind of want to say, hey, guys, guess what? If it's on the top of the cars, it's on the top of the slide, and it's on the top of the playground, and it's on the top. But they just literally went from pointing from, hey, look over there. There's snow on that.
Oh, no, yeah. Because
they're not scientists.
Oh, no. You know what that means, though? This is a lot of oh no's right out of the gate, because my kids do that. And from my youngest to your oldest is a gap of like 6 years, 7 years. Seven years, I think.
Yeah.
So I have 7 more years of pointing out the obvious. My daughter's six.
Oh, he's a 4 year. How old's your youngest?
He'll be four next month.
Okay, so he'll be four, and Sarah is 10, so yeah, six, yeah, six and a half, something, yeah, like that, yep.
Point is, yeah, I have at least 6.5 more years of pointing out the obvious.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Although my wife still points out the obvious, so.
Like, hey, I could have done better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
If you need new snow mittens.
Sure.
Or you know what you might need? You don't need this. I know you don't need it because you're that guy. Okay. I guarantee, how many cars do you have? Two, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee in each automobile you have a professional scraper.
You know what? We had this discussion this morning and we were like, where are the scrapers? Have you seen the scrapers?
In your wife's car, it's got the one with the mitten built into it.
No, we don't have anything that fancy.
Really?
No, our scrapers are pretty bare bones. Yeah, nothing fancy at all.
I used to use my care card.
Legitimately. Most of the time I use my sleeve most of the time, my jacket sleeve.
Yeah, but for scraping off the ice, like the frost, that's no good.
I know it's no good.
So it sounds to me like you're going to end up needing a couple of scrapers if you can't find them. So I would click through Amazon, go through our site.
Sure.
Pick them up on Amazon. Have okay. them dropped off right. You don't want to use. It's unsafe to drive anywhere until you get them. So have them dropped off at the house.
Do they have snow tires on Amazon?
I'm assuming. They must have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and click through our site. Help us out. Keep the show going.
All things snow related. Amazon.
Yeah. Check it out. You know the Amazon.com, right? Or .ca.
I'm a .ca, yeah.
Well, you're obviously, if you click through the Canadian link on our site, that takes you there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Halloween happened. Was it snowing then?
No, it was beautiful. We actually had an amazing weather for Halloween.
Somebody sent me some pictures. Some of our friends sent me the pictures of their kids. They had the bare feet on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, it was like, I want to say 16 or 17 degrees. So oh, my. We had it was beautiful. And the kids had a trick-or-treating marathon. I think my kids had their longest session ever. I think they started at 6, which was kind of, I think, the acceptable starting time. And they went till 8:45 when people seemed to shut the lights off. So, you know, they crushed it this year.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of candy.
We did it again, too. But it's not a thing here, right? So it's pretty – it's slowly – we hit the same houses every year, so eventually they'll clue in. And right. Some people
keep going around the block.
yeah, but we just so they kind of clued in. It was a bit in mayhem here though, because it's not built into the DNA over here. Right. And so we have a party every year. We have our friends and bring their kids and you know all of our kids' friends. We had to cut the guest list off at some point because we had in our house no fewer than 23 kids. Like that.
Wow.
That's excessive.
Okay.
Like some of you are getting cut next year.
Okay. You're going to shave it down to 15.
It's going to be like a hard 15. So it might be some brothers might get cut. Some siblings might get separated. You might have to have your own splinter party at someone else's house.
Right.
Definitely the B party. But anyway, we had that. It was nice. We had made hot dogs. That's kind of our move as we feed everybody. Have a little party.
Did you do a little photo booth or anything like that?
No. I basically handed each kid a 3-pound sledge and said, just try and take the house down. Go nuts. See if you can. You're not at home. Don't take your shoes off. See what you can smash.
All right.
So we did that. No, we had a little dance party downstairs, which devolved quickly because they know I have a fog machine. So I fired the room full of fog, except I didn't want to stay there. So I ended up just unplugging it. And taking it with me because I didn't want any of the kids stepping on the burning hot fog machine.
Right.
Turns out I actually did want a couple of the kids to step on it, but it's better if they didn't. And,
right.
And that turned into mayhem. It was basically like a mosh pit for 5-year-olds. And then a few heads got smashed, and that was that.
Yeah.
And then we go outside, light a fire in the front yard, which I like. I like that about Germany. Yeah, we have like a big metal... I don't know what you call it in English.
Fire canister?
Yeah, sort of like a... No, it's like a big metal bowl, essentially, with three legs. And so... Okay. And we light the fire right in the driveway, and everyone hangs around. And then we go trick-or-treating. 23 kids go knocking on the same door.
That's awesome.
That was pretty awesome. And there was one family, or one... I don't know who it was. We stayed back. The kids went to knock on the door, but the door was... kind of already ajar, and so I guess some of the kids just walked into the house.
Awesome.
Which scared the heck out of the guy. No candy. That was end up a trick. That house was a trick. Not so much a treat there. So anyway, did that. Just finished up a week long, more than that. Like I think it was nine shooting days on a video project that I will discuss at a future date.
Okay.
Kind of stressful.
This is in Germany?
In Germany, yeah, in Stuttgart. Still more shooting to do. We have some exteriors to do. And it's...
So this isn't a personal project. This is a project you were hired on for by a bigger company or something.
Somewhere in between. It was a guy I know who put something together. And he wants, so it's basically an independent production.
Okay.
And he's going to hire me. And I basically said, I talked him out of hiring me and said, hey, how about I do it for free? And, but then take a back end if this goes. Just because
If it makes something.
If it makes money, I want to get paid on that one, because I felt like it's kind of a risk. It's essentially a big risk, and for him to hire me to do all that I did, shooting, like all the shooting, the directing, the sound, and then the editing while we shoot, like syncing everything up, and then I'm going to do the edit as well. The price tag would be pretty high. That's going to be a couple months work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, kind of a risk for you. I'd rather take the risk, believe it or not. And then if it pays off, end up getting paid much, much more than I would have.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, let us know how it goes.
I will. Got a message from listener Matt Marion.
Okay.
He said, hey, make sure you remind everybody that fog machines are probably on sale at your local Canadian Tire.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm not sure I need another one.
No, I don't think it was directed at you.
For the listeners, yes, prime time. Guarantee this week you'll be able to pick one up for 50 or 60% off the price. That's what I did last year.
And I found that I don't use mine every day of the year.
Right.
Far, far from it.
I think I've used it 3 times in the calendar year since I bought it.
Still worth the money.
But I like the results. Every single time I like the results.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of a hassle.
It can be. There are hassle issues with it.
Now, if you want to just have a dance party, that's easy. No hassle. But as far as the photography end of it, you go outside, it's problematic with the wind.
Yeah.
Inside, you have a very small window before it completely, fills your whole room, and then you have to probably allow for about 10 minutes to clear it all so that you can try again. So that's the way I meant in terms of problematic.
If you can find like a warehouse type space where you can shoot in one area without it blowing away, you're off to the races.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. In those situations, it is tough. However, it is a pretty cool thing to have. So check that out. The other thing he told me was it was a twofer we got from Matt.
Okay.
Was, hey, he said you probably already put this down in your notes, but I hadn't. So thanks a lot for reminding us. Set your camera clock this weekend. It's daylight savings.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
See, it was last week or 2 weeks ago now. I forget. And I didn't. I went like 7 days without doing it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Turns out everything worked out fine, though.
Your camera didn't explode.
Well, no, because ultimately, it is nice to have them accurate in case you want to look back and find out when you shot, when you shot a particular shot last year and try to, hey, the light looks good at this hour on this day. But ultimately, all my cameras were an hour wrong, like in Back to the Future, essentially.
Okay, so you're fine.
Yeah, they lined up. That's the big thing is when you shoot a project with two cameras at once, you want to be able to have the picture sort of line up.
Yeah.
So do that.
Okay.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. I shot lots of things interesting, but I'll just talk about one thing. I did another photo booth with my daughter, had a sleepover with a friend, and I set up a little photo booth for them. Just photo booth in a sense that, one off camera flash in a umbrella, I believe is what I did, just in front of a blue wall, and said, here, all you got to do is push the button and then it'll give you a 5 second timer and you guys can do whatever you want. So I put a 50 mil lens on maybe about 4 feet from them and they just had a little blast. And then I used a little collage program, an app, once I took all the photos and edited them so that they all more or less look the same, just plug them into a little 4x4 grid and then I made a print. I think at London Drugs you could get a 6x6 image, which was perfect for this grid for about $1.50, and then I just printed it and it looked great because I kind of lined them up. Each four set sort of made sense in terms of the costumes they were wearing. So almost like if you cut them straight down, you would have had four photo strips like you would have gotten from one of those booths at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was great. And my daughter loved it, and she put it up, and her friend loved it. And again, they obviously look much better than what you'd get at the mall just because, I could control the lighting and the situation a little bit better.
Do all the friends, do they appreciate how awesome that is to have in the house?
Yeah. This friend in particular appreciates it. She was one, and the reason I kind of did it is because she appreciates it. She looks around in Sarah's room and is just like, oh my gosh, your photos are so nice. It looks like, you know, you've had lots of professional photos. I swear, words from her mouth.
Really?
And then, yes. And that's the first friend that I've ever had actually not only take notice, but recognize that the quality's different than your just average snapshots. And so that's why I did it specifically for them. I mean, I've done it in other situations, but I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it for this kid because she really liked it. And then I'm going to give her something to take home. And so I sent the parents just a digital version, but I thought, no, I want to have it printed for the kids. So
sure.
It was really, really, really easy to just get that little grid printed. And these are now new sizes that are being offered. So now I found there's so many different square format sizing. So you can get 6x6 and 8x8. And I think there's a 4x4 even. So
I see where kids get the point of the obvious. I really fumbled that.
Yeah.
Can I try that again?
Yeah, try it again.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. 10x10 and 12x12.
There's a 9x9. There's a pi by pi.
So I printed it. And here's the interesting thing. A 6x6 was like $1.50, and 8x8 was $6.
Right.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
No.
Why?
Okay, maybe it is. How much is it? $8?
$6, and I think I paid $1.50 for the 6x6. The 8x8 went up to $6.
Okay, yeah. Well, that seems, yeah, because it's 36 square versus 64 square, so it's not quite double. So
no.
I don't know.
And you're tripling the price. Yeah, it must be have something to do with the paper, or just someone's not good at math over there. So
no, I'm assuming that the paper comes in like 12x12 or something like that, and they can get four out of it. And then they can only get one out of it if they do an 8x8 or something.
Okay.
So they probably toss paper in the garbage because of it.
Gotcha.
Or something like that. I'm not going to sit here and do all the breakdown on it. It's something like that.
Let me just tell you, if anyone ever is interested in doing this and wants to, you know, basically have the 4x4, which will give you, you know, a perfect four little photo strips, they're the perfect size. Like that size, printing it at 6x6 is perfect for this. You wouldn't need to go any bigger in terms of, you know, being able to see each individual square. It's perfect. I didn't know because I'd never had a 6x6 print before. But yeah, perfect size.
These are
do this
6 inches by 6 inches.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I will do this again for sure.
Good.
So that was something. Anything else that I did, I'll maybe leave for the next what's interesting.
Gotcha.
Okay. How about you?
I did. I did have a lot. Like yourself. I guess it's this time of year. You just shoot because the colors are great. The light is great. But the one I'll talk about is my son was playing with his friends. I came home. I forget where I was. I came home and my son was outside playing with his friends in the last light. Like the sun was just dipping down. And like everywhere else, like especially up in where we are in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun sets in a different spot in the sky, obviously, in October than it does in, say, August or July, right? And so it comes down behind different houses, but point being, this was the very, very last light, and it was just this amazing golden light. So I quickly ran inside, got my camera, the 5D Classic, 70-200, which seems to be my go-to, and snapped away and got the shot of him jumping in a puddle. I like the action of it, and just the light was just outstanding.
Okay, should I look at this photo?
No, just sit there awkwardly.
Okay.
It's a good pod.
Yeah. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for your quick jump to a photo that I'm supposed to look. So this is puddle, right?
Puddle,
that sounds about right.
Pretty cryptic.
Nice.
Pretty cryptic word naming.
You know what's interesting is I don't know if you remember, but I have a video that went along with it. But I had about this same age as your son. I have Jack and Sarah in a little video which was mixed with pictures called Puddle Jumpers. And it reminds me of this exact shot, even the background and the street, like it just looks so much like what I did. And I had video and I had photos, and then I synced it together with the shoot. And maybe I'll send you that to go with this, because puddle jumping is amazing, and the expressions and yeah, I think how so you said he's just about to be four. I'm going to say Jack might be a tiny bit younger, but right around that age. And man, did he love jumping in puddles at that age.
This is his favorite thing. Normally we have the he has special puddle jumping pants, but he was not wearing them. So he was just getting soaked. But and mom was upset, and I said, just go nuts.
Is that a porta potty in behind?
It is not.
Okay, what is that?
I'm assuming probably firewood thing, shack or something. Okay. Yes, okay. I would not have included a porta potty. I would have photoshopped a porta potty out.
Okay.
Even if it's out of focus, it would have been shopped out.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I wish the neighbors would actually just grow complete trees across the back there and hide the car and everything. Like, actually, there's not a car parked there. It's not even a parking zone. So I was kind of sour at that part. So I went and set the car on fire afterwards.
Okay. All right. No, yeah. I like it, and I like how the light kind of really lights up the puddle too.
Yeah, we get all the reflection in that. Like I said, it's this time of year and that time of evening. It's hard to go wrong.
Sure.
Also, if you look closely, you'll see he finally got his hair cut.
Yeah.
Did I talk about that last week? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, he sat down. The big urn got cut off, and now he just has a normal haircut like a real boy. Yeah. Well, there's the two different people who asked about my daughter. And I was like, all right, guess you're getting a haircut now.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Photo challenge. This month is the October monthly challenge. It is fall colors. That's what it was. And so kind of a good time. If had we had this one in March, I think our submissions would have been terrible.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. So let's go through. We had a number of submissions. We actually had a total of, I think, 17.
Wow.
But a couple people...
Double dipped?
Up. Yeah. So okay. I in the interest of time, I chose what I felt to be the best one, their best image.
Okay.
And one per person. That's what we're doing.
Okay. Gotcha.
So in no particular order, just the order that I happened to grab them off of Instagram...
I'm seeing them live, by the way. I have not pre-looked at these, so you're going to get my off-the-cuff...
Just raw.
Commentary. Yeah. All right. Nothing is premeditated.
Let's start with BC Guy 14.
Okay.
And simply titled Fall Colors for the Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. This is only two hashtags. I'm pretty jazzed. Although, now this might be an Instagram autocorrect thing, but BC Guy, there's a U in colors.
Right.
Am I wrong?
In the Canadian version, yeah. This is maybe he's from the U.S.
Well, that's right there. BC.
That's on the. I know, but maybe
Boston College.
Yeah, or could be Boston College, or could be just a guy that migrated to BC from Minnesota.
I'm assuming it's his Doug Flutie.
It could be.
So technically both, actually. Boston College and living in Canada.
That's right. There
so
you go.
So we could go either way with that. All right, Doug. Adam, you go ahead. Let's get your raw thoughts on this.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's a good use of water, I think. I wanted to use water as well. It really is. It's a great way to add, and like you get nice reflections and you know, double up on all the color essentially. Might not be the best time of day for this.
No, yeah, and that's kind of, I guess, because the, I don't know. To me, all the colors and all the vibrance of this photo is really in the trees, and they're not saturated. They're a little bit overexposed,
right?
And so, to me, then okay, so you got properly exposed, you know, water with some reflection, but the water's not still enough to really get that really clean reflection. So it gets kind of lost, and then the trees, the tree line, because of the time of day, like you say, I think is quite blue. And so I don't know, it gets sort of lost in what's the focal point here. And if it's the fall colors, then I would probably expose more for those trees.
Right.
What's your take?
That's about exactly my take.
Okay.
Precisely. And although in this case, I do appreciate the contrast, like in like the shadow, not the contrast, but the contrast in colors, because in to my eye, the shadows look a little bit blue because mm-hmm. of the time of year, you know, in compared with the trees in behind. So I kind of like when that happens. But in order to make that really pop, you want to have like that leaf in the front really pop out. And it kind of all is all pretty muted.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. Conley's horse photos from Olympia, Kentucky.
Yeah, I like this.
Yes, as do I. What do you like about it? But it's also muted colors, though.
It is, but I just the way – I mean, the whole hillside with all those different colors and greens and oranges and yellows, like this is unmistakably fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it just – to me, it's just really, really nice. I like sort of the – almost the rule of thirds here with the pumpkins and the whatever it is signage on the bottom that's all overgrown with leafage and – or foliage, whatever you want to call it. But then the green grass, which is kind of blue, to me adds something in terms of, like you just said in the last photo, a contrast to how nice and vibrant those other colors are. Mm-hmm. And because it only is occupying sort of a third of the frame, you really do, you know, your eye is drawn towards that those beautiful colors on the hillside.
Yep. Love it.
Very nice. And the square crop works really well here too. So good. Agreed. Good job.
All right, next one is Jason Evans, I'm assuming from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the WI means, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah. He said
the or he's a wizard. He could be a wizard.
Ooh. Yeah. A Wisconsin wizard, I'm assuming.
Sure.
Let's not go too far down this rabbit hole.
Okay.
The wind blew the leaves away, but I had these flowers. All right. So I hear you. I mean, we actually... We talked a couple weeks ago about fall. We might not get the fall colors because of, you know, it was happening so fast. It was hanging on, and then all of a sudden, bam, here's the colors, and they're gone. So I guess that's what happened to Jason Evans from Wisconsin. But I like the colors on these flowers nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. I like this photo. I'm not, in all honesty, a big one for flower photos in general. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like I've seen it, been there, done that.
Yeah.
That said, this is really nice. But then I almost in my mind, I look at this and go, is that real? Is that ultra enhanced? Like, I don't know. That's my first question is, yes, I like it. It's a nice photo. Is it real?
I think it's real.
Okay. Well, then it's really cool looking.
It is. I like it. And I even like the sort of the missing flower in the front right. Mm-hmm. That was a good choice or a good accident. But I'm going to say choice, Jason.
Sure.
All right. Next one is not my favorite, but one of my favorites.
Okay.
We have link shoots with the ski lift.
Yeah.
Why is this my favorite?
It reminds you of Vancouver?
A little bit. That does look a little bit like Grouse Mountain.
Sure.
Although, I believe it goes the other way. On the cut, but no, it's not that. I'll say unhealthy fascination with places out of season.
Mm.
Not that I like them. I don't necessarily like them, but have you ever been to, like, whether you've gone to a summer camp or not, have you ever actually been at a summer camp in, say, November or February?
I have not. So this is like you scouting summer camps for next year?
No. Like you just happen to be doing something else. Like you're up around, maybe you've gone, I don't know, up near Alice Lake or something. Maybe you're in Squamish and you happen by and you see like the summer camp up there, but it's all closed down for the winter.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but no, I've not done this.
One small example, or. See, Steveston's not a great example because it's still kind of nice in December on the boardwalk, but it's very different. It's not the same.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and so there's a sort of a certain sadness to it, and then also a certain you know, positivity in that it's going to open again. Like, that's kind of what's nice about it. So I like that whole shift. And so this is a very nice photo, very nice, probably a great place to hike. But it also kind of gives me that hint of, yeah, You know, we're not quite there yet. But because it's fall, and the feeling I get is, I bet you that first snowfall is just around the corner.
Okay.
That's my feeling. So good use of it. I like the one chairlift right in the very front. Gives us something to see, and then obviously them all going off into the background perspective. All right. Next one. Oh, and that was Link Shoots. Did I say his name? Okay. Next one's Roger Dahlman. Recent trip along Skyline Drive to see the changing colors of autumn in Virginia.
This one, I haven't even seen the rest. This is going to be my favorite.
Because of Karate Kid, right?
Sure. Yeah, the trimming of the little tree.
Bonsai.
Yeah. No, this is, I just, it's awesome. It just, I don't know if I can necessarily articulate it. I think anybody, you know, who likes fall colors will appreciate this. This is just, it's awesome. It's the tree, it's the colors, it's the composition, it's awesome. So that's all I can say. What are your thoughts?
I like this one as well. Still not my favorite. My favorite's coming up.
Okay. All right. We'll see if it can be beaten in my mind. I feel like that's going to be tough to beat.
All right. Now we have Jason Evans 47, which I'm assuming is not to be confused with Jason Evans from Wisconsin.
Sure.
I don't know. I have no clue.
There's a lot of Jason Evanses out there.
We're a big hit among the Jason Evanses. So this one again. This one looks purposely muted to me. I don't know how it looks on your screen, but looks like
it looks. That's what I was gonna say. It looks very muted, but muted to the point where it's intentional.
Yes, and I have no issue with it. I kind of like the muted because it looks to me like there probably wasn't a ton of really saturated foliage around, save for the pile of leaves.
Right.
So I think it's kind of a good choice. And this actually could be, it's always hard to tell on the small versions on the Instagram. This could be film.
Sure.
And I bet you I'd be able to tell if it was the much larger image or maybe not. Maybe not now. Who knows?
You know what my feeling on this photo is? You know how sometimes, you know, you'll watch now modern day sports with, like, you know, the 360 degree views. Like, I kind of just wish that I could just pivot this image around and see more of the expression of the kid. Like, to me, jumping in the leaves is all about that, the crazy faces they make.
Yes.
You know, right before they hit the leaves or right after they hit the leaves. And so as much as, like, you know, I appreciate sort of the jumping action from the side. This to me is all I want to do is pivot that around and see what the child's expression is.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they did that shot as well.
Well, his kids might be as cooperative as ours.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's have a look at Derek Bez. We have a shot in Wales, the Prince of Wales division.
That's really nice too.
It is. I like this one a lot. I like the use of the slow shutter to give that water a little bit of movement, especially in the very, very bottom left.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And the shiny rocks and obviously, you know, all the colors kind of converging into the middle of the picture. Like it.
Yep, very, very nice image. Agreed.
Sky, you know.
Yeah, that's the only thing is this is where Do you bother to do it or do you leave it as is? But, you know, you could kind of, you know, do a little bit of Photoshop wizardry and sort of brush that in a little bit more of a blue. And then I think it would be an even better image. But then at the same time, I don't know if I took it, if I would have done that either. So hard to make that critique when I think I probably would have done the same. The only thing I might have done is maybe just crop it a little lower as a square.
Right.
And just lose the top of that tree and then lose the sky altogether. I don't know.
Or some of the sky, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of the sky. Yeah.
All right, we got Lake Elkhorn by J.C. Russo. Now, I think this is my favorite.
It's really nice, too.
Yeah, yeah.
This is really nice. The thing I like about this is that little bit of light that goes kind of in between those trees.
Are you kidding me?
That's the best.
That was the very specific thing I was going to point out.
Yeah,
we're talking lower left.
Yeah, if that wasn't there, I think it's a good photo, but that is a great photo. Just that light, which is just, it's mysterious. It makes you stare at the photo longer. Yeah. It kind of creates like a bit of like backlighting in there. Oh, that's a really nice photo. I'm going to call it a tie between this one and the other one, the Roger Dahlman one, right? That's the one.
I think this one's my winner. And again with the sky, not a great sky. So he chose to leave most of it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think is a good choice. Good call. Brings attention. Yeah, to where we want.
This might be used for the cover of like a Tragically Hip Greatest Hits retrospective album.
Okay. Or maybe the cover of our episode. You should ask J.C. Russo if he minds if we use it as our cover photo.
You know what?
Or do you already have something in mind?
Yeah, it's not as good as his. I would prefer this, but it's already done, and I got stuff to do. Okay. So another time, J.C.
You almost made the cover, J.C.
Dr. Hook would have sung about you. Yeah. All right, now we got the D-Roy in Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah.
He's got maple leaves.
It's nice.
Yes, I do like it as well. I think because of every once in a while, your instinct is to go and shoot wide and get as much of the fall colors as you can, which is what I wanted to do. Sometimes you can't, so you go in tight, and he did a good job of this.
Yeah, there's some nice texture there, and this is, again, it's a very good photo, and I think had it not been for some of those other photos, the bar being so high, mm-hmm. I really do like this, but you're still beat here by JC and Roger.
Yeah, also not going to be the cover. All right. My reality, this is from Copenhagen. That's in Denmark. I like this one. This one was almost my winner.
No, really?
Yeah. The only reason.
Why?
It's unique to the rest of them. I really like it. I like what's going on here almost.
Okay, what don't you like?
I would have cropped it at the top a little bit more, where it stops growing and, you know, it's just kind of, okay, that's fine. But
agreed. I'm not with you here, though. This does not even come close to the best in the bunch, in my opinion. Again, we're all, I guess, have a taste for something different. But this, to me, is it's fine.
I like the unique. It's very unique. Very unique idea. I like the windows in there. So,
okay,
we'll agree to disagree.
Sure.
Tom Tatarka. This is winter on top, fall on the bottom. I like that. I like the two. Well, I like the contrast there.
Sure.
Between the changing seasons at elevation, because that sort of seems like BC to me, actually, even though this is Montana.
Yeah. I think, again, it's a bit of an awkward crop for me, where the bottom is cropped just doesn't make sense to my brain. My brain has a hard time with that. Why crop there?
There's an ugly pickup truck parked in front.
Okay. That might be the case, but I just feel like that's kind of, you know, we talk about when you crop right at someone's foot, and this is the scenic version of that. That just either is it's in or it's out.
I'll bet you there is a lousy parking lot or something there or whatever, but I would like to see a little bit more there. You're absolutely right. Because those are kind of interesting buildings, even though they're probably pretty boring, but pretty run of the mill, yet in this context would go quite well.
Sure.
All right, and last one. This is the one that I think gives the a run for the money on.
This is really nice. Yeah,
this is nice. I want to go there.
Yeah, that the stillness of the water, and obviously, you know, to get that blur, I'm guessing is shot as a long exposure. I haven't looked. Are the details listed anywhere? I don't know.
No.
But so nice. It's just so serene, and the color's just perfect. Like this is. I'm going to go three-way tie now. Because they're so different, I don't know how you decide one or the other. When they do these photo judging contests, I just don't even know how they decide because, they're all really, really – yeah, bribes or – again, it's personal taste. I think, you know, you could make a case for any one of those three photos that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome job.
Yeah, Tzatziki? This one's – yeah, Tzatziki. No, that's obviously Tzatzvika.
Okay.
Obviously. You know, we can tell.
Right.
I like it. I like where the building is, obviously, in the on the right-hand third with the reflection. looks
symmetry. Cool. Such nice symmetry here
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Now in the way I'm seeing it, again, I'm not the guy to judge this. It looks a little bit green.
And yeah, but it's to, good. It's
it is
a good.
I'm not
green.
Saying it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's probably now. He's posted it on September the 29th, which was after we, you know, after we did offer up the challenge. I think. Did we?
I don't know.
Sounds, I'm not sure.
About then, yeah.
Point being, I'm not getting a stickler on that. I'm just saying it's probably taken in September. I'm wondering what this would have looked like a week ago.
Probably even better.
Probably even better. So there's that. Do you believe in miracles, TTZ Vika? In my opinion, you tie with JC.
Okay.
Russo. All right, that leads to ours. Now, yeah. I shot a lot of pictures the last couple of weeks.
Me too.
And I always had this in mind. I had the photo challenge in mind. What am I going to do for fall colors? And there's a bunch of places, and just I couldn't get anything to kind of jive. And then we were out playing with the we're out in the woods taking some kids were playing, but I wanted to snap some photos. And I didn't want to use a photo of the kids, so I thought, oh, I'm going to take just the colors photo. So there was this path in the woods that was just completely blanketed with leaves that were all this sort of reddish color. And so I placed a yellow leaf right in the middle and decided to photograph that in a square. And that was my photo, and then I didn't like it. But I wanted to talk about it because this was the placeholder that I had in mind. And
yeah, it blows.
It doesn't blow. It's not great.
It would be in the bottom third of our submissions this mm-hmm. month.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then here we go. Well, then, however, a couple days later, we went for a walk in some different woods, and it was amazing. Like, just colors everywhere, and we had just phenomenal light, and so I was kind of torn. Like, boy, I had, like, a lot of pictures to choose from. And the funny thing is, I almost didn't bring my camera. I just thought, you know what? We're going to take the kids for a hike, and that's it. No pictures. But the last minute, grabbed the 40D with the 30mm, and I was glad I did because the sunlight coming through the trees was amazing. And I had a hard time choosing, but ultimately I picked the one of my son with the walking stick.
Okay. I like it.
Bottom half of our submissions.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and this is all natural light.
No, it's good.
Just coming in, and I felt like, wow, I just couldn't go wrong here. So
it's good.
Okay.
it's good. It's not great. I don't know what it is about it. It's to me, it's fine. It's good. I should say better than fine. It's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something that I think it's maybe the depth. There's too much depth in my opinion in this photo.
There is. Not too much. I wanted depth. I mean, maybe behind it sort of should fall off. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it should. But again, that's just my tastes for this kind of photo. It's a good photo. He looks a bit like a deer in headlights. That might be part of what – I mean, if he had the big grin on his face, then I feel like he should be happier than he is.
I have a million of those photos, though. And
I know, but I like those photos. They're children. They're supposed to be happy. Yeah.
I posted one of him and my daughter together with that big grin.
Okay, let me see that one. I haven't looked at that one.
Similar spot, but sort of shot uphill. And
yeah, the other one's better.
No, I like the walking stick better.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For the photo challenge, I actually like this picture. Like, I'll include this in their photo album because it was really, really, you know, a great day. But
yeah.
In terms of submission, it's not how I typically shot. Like I typically would have shot this. If I had gone out to the woods to shoot this, I would have brought the 85mm and backed way up.
So what did you shoot this with?
30mm on the 40D.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this was an f/5.6.
Okay.
Which is what's causing all the in-focus background that you hate.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I just I feel like I would like it more if it was an f four with the 50mm or 85 or something like
possibly.
That.
Possibly.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe yeah. It's just the deer in headlights effect that is part of why I don't like it more. I feel like I usually give you a lot of credit here on these photos, and I'm just like, I'm not in love with it. That's all I'm saying. The colors are good. The trees, it becomes what is it about? I mean, I think that my focus is pulled too much to the trees in behind him than they are to him.
Oh, he's going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, I think he is. But nice haircut. I like his haircut.
He thinks pretty highly of you. Till now.
Yeah.
Till now. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. He'll also appreciate the bald guy giving him hair advice. Yeah. All right. So have a look at yours because I like yours too. Yeah. Now, this is the 7200, right?
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, man. I don't remember. I took so many photos lately. This one. But what I did with this one, and the reason I put this in as my submission, is because this is the Al Attridge explained technique.
Meaning?
Meaning I used the gold bounce on this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is an overcast day, and the photo doesn't necessarily need the gold bounce, but I just liked what it did. And so I thought, hey, I took something that you had just described on the podcast that we had talked about, because you did this with, you know, one of your kids' friends and took that photo you used in a previous challenge. Mm-hmm. And I liked the effect. And then I went basically out looking for leaves with my daughter, and we found some, and I found a neat looking, you know, colored tree in behind. And the background around here where we are, number one, there's a tennis court right next to her, so camera left. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of nothingness around areas where there are leaves, areas where there aren't leaves. And so I liked the tree in behind, and I had to get super low to get what I thought was going to be a fall looking photo. And then my wife had to get in, because it's not like it's sunny, this is overcast, so she had to get the gold bounce right in close, so it's just out of frame. I just cropped mm-hmm. it out in order to give that little bit of golden light on her, which to me could be completely natural, just, you know, reflecting off of the leaves, because it's kind of matches the color.
It looks natural. I would not have guessed you went, obviously I didn't guess that you went gold reflector.
Yeah.
But it works because it's such a subtle thing. You don't want to overpower it. It's like perfectly done.
Yeah, and when you look at, that's what I liked about it, and that's why I used it. I was like, yeah, I don't think I would have noticed either. But once you direct someone's attention to it, you can completely see it.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is, just a real simple photo of her in the leaves, and just got down low so that I could get those trees in the background, because to me that was important. Otherwise, it's just green,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted those colored trees to add something to it. And
plus,
that's
the people
it.
In the park get to witness you screaming at your wife, "Do you see the bounce?
Yeah,
where get it are closer? You aiming it?
Yeah,
what is your major malfunction?"
I had a big talk with her about her bouncing technique and beforehand, which really helped. So,
does she do the parabola? Sometimes you need the parabola to really focus that light.
She did, actually. So yeah. so there you go. I'm not sure if that was just because she was leaning on it, but uh-huh. yeah, she did. So there you go. And then I included a couple of action shots or a couple of other photos, some action leaf photography, because that's my favorite. I didn't use it as the challenge per se, because I just liked the photo of my daughter the best, but I showed one of her diving into the leaves, which is always my favorite, and the mm-hmm. kids love it. And kind of along the lines of what I was saying with that listener submission, is I just like to see their face. Like, that's the fun part to me. So I have one of my daughter diving in the leaves, and then I think I included one of an action one of a couple of my daughter and a couple of friends we were out with doing a trio leaf dive. So, and then the adults were standing around and throwing leaves into the mix. So we've just got the leaf scatter everywhere. So I put one in there that I think you saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I put one in where our friends' kids just kind of laid in the leaves and they were just doing their own silly things. One of the kids threw a leaf in her mouth and I just took a quick snapshot of that. So again, fun in the leaves. It was been dry here for a while, so the leaves are super dry, so the kids can get right in and bury themselves and throw them around, and it wasn't gross. So,
yeah, as it can be, yeah.
Yeah, so that was awesome. Now I think that time has passed because it rained a bunch and now it snowed. So
right. All right.
There you go.
All right. Photo challenge for next month. First of all, I want to thank everybody for their submissions. We appreciate it. But next month kind of ties in with I forget who did the first one. What was the name of the guy? BC guy. You can resubmit, because next month is good for November. Will be blue.
Sure.
That's the monthly challenge. There'll be a lot of blue light kicking around, and that's the theme. We also need a challenge for next week. next week's show. Next week's show with challenge is Christmas cards, because I want to get them done a little early. I normally wait until, you know, December 21st and go, oh, Christmas cards.
Right.
By then it's way too late. So maybe it's too late now. I don't know. But that's the challenge for next week, which won't be an episode because we've done that episode twice already.
Okay, we're just gonna make that the challenge.
Just because I want to have mine done.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Websites, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And how about my yours? Stuff at AlanAtrich.com, two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, and everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.